based on my analysis. You are solely responsible for any actions you take. Okay, let's go on the chart. So this is your Bitcoin. Yesterday it went up 217,500, and then we saw this small consolidation, sideways move in Bitcoin, which is normal in any markets. Whenever market moves up, breaks the structure, it goes in some kind of sideways move. But the good thing is today's candle is closed. Let me check today's candle. It closed around 116,600, which is a very nice, good close on Friday. Because over the weekend now, market, if it comes down a little bit, it will create a CME gap. And on Monday, it will move up again. But I believe over the weekend, you're going to see market to keep moving up a little bit. Okay, especially your altcoins. So the super duper news is the the breaking news is that Ethereum broke 4,000 level. So Ethereum, this was a, you see, this was a strong resistance line, this red line. And if you remember, guys, I was I think 2 days ago I was showing you this cup and handle pattern. You can go back and watch my, I told you once we see a breakout of this cup and handle, Ethereum is gonna shoot up. Remember that, guys? Hey, James. So this cup and handle pattern I was showing you, but obviously we have short-term memory. Most of us humans have short-term memory. We forget everything after 24 hours. Thank you, Scott. So anyways, this was the pattern I showed you, cup and handle, and I told you that we're gonna see a big breakout here. That is exactly what's happening here. And now, not only it broke that cup and handle pattern, it broke this strong resistance line. It closed above $4,000. Let me show you the daily chart. This is Ethereum's daily chart. Remember, guys, even 5 days ago when Ethereum was sitting here, I showed you this support level, this green area. I told you this candle is a very bullish candle, this green engulfing candle. And I told you market is gonna move up from here. And look, I put this fractal here. I did not delete it. The market is moving up exactly how we expected. Okay, so this was a nice entry here if someone bought Ethereum at this level. Anyways, so if we look at the this is the daily candle. So let me see, show you where it closed. It closed above 4,000 at $4,011. Okay, $4,011, and this is a very nice daily close. Now, for 100% confirmation, I want to see this weekly candle to close above this black line. So the level to watch is, let's say $3,900. Okay, so weekly candle, which will be closing on Sunday, I want this candle to close above $3,900. Then, guys, you're gonna see something amazing in this market. So things are looking good. Ethereum is moving up. Okay, let's check another interesting chart. And you guys come and join my TikTok live regularly, so you know what I was saying when there was this flag. I showed you, even when BTC dominance was sitting here, I was telling you that I see a breakout of this flag. And if you remember, I had put this poll and I gave you the target as well. So this is the poll of this flag. This is the flag. This is called a bearish flag. And I told you there will be a breakout coming, and this is how you take the measurement. Put where it broke the flag. So you can see this, even this fractal is also there, which I put. So you can expect 58.3 level. So there's a lot of room for BTC dominance to come down. And mind you guys, this is short-term perspective I'm showing you. I'm showing you short-term analysis, okay? Limited short-term analysis. But if you wanna know long-term picture, if you wanna know where this market would be going in next couple of weeks and months, then I would recommend you, honestly, to come join my Discord group. You won't regret. You will find a lot of information in my Discord group. And this is the time you should be a part of anyone's Discord group. If you know any other influencer or any other mentor or technical analyst, just join their Discord group. Thank you, Samir. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. So this is what I showed you. That this bear flag will be breaking, and look, exactly it is breaking like as we analyzed. So looking good, it still has a lot of room to come down for short term. Okay, long term there is I don't want to say anything. If you want to know my long term projections, guys, join my Discord group. Anyways, BTC dominance. Another positive thing, guys, I told you, remember we were analyzing BTC dominance. I said it is creating lower, higher low, higher highs, higher low, higher highs, and then it created this lower low, okay? And because this low is lower than this last higher low, so this is a indication of trend change. But I told you that this has created, I wanted to create a higher, lower high and then a lower low. So I, in simple words, maybe most of you will not understand what I'm talking about, but if you are a technical analyst, you would focus on this level, 60.43%. Once you see a breakout of this level, guys, you don't know what will happen after that. This will be a big level to watch. And I believe we may see a breakout over the weekend. So that's why I told you yesterday that this weekend is going to be an interesting weekend for all of us if we see a breakout from here. So everything is looking positive, guys. Everything is looking amazing. Let's review some other charts. One more chart I want to show you guys. If you guys are not focusing on this one, Chainlink. So Chainlink has moved, one second. Chainlink has moved almost, let me see what percentage. In last 5 days, Chainlink has moved almost 30%. This is a 30% move in Chainlink during last 5 days. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it is breaking this level, guys. Chainlink is going to do something here. You see this breakout here? I want to see one more candle to close above this level, and then Chainlink is gonna shoot up, guys. Anyways, and you can see this was the area of support I showed you. I told you this is a very strong support area. This is the daily chart of Chainlink, by the way, guys. And I showed you this engulfing candle. I told you this is a very good level. I expect an upward move from here. And you can see the fractal is still there and price is moving as per my fractal. Okay, so this was Chainlink. And then I know you guys, just one second there. One second. Okay, so Chainlink is moving up. Sorry, I got something, some notification. So I had to take care of that. Anyways, Chainlink is looking good. Next coin is XRP. I know you guys are super excited about XRP, but I showed you Chainlink moved up how much, what was the percentage of move on Chainlink? 30%, right? But if you look at this coin, XRP, with all the news and hype and everything, it moved only 21%, 21.8%. So now all the XRP army, can you please tell me, there was a hype that SEC and Ripple has taken their case back, or that case is gone and everything. With all that hype, you guys were expecting XRP to go to the moon. XRP moved only 21% during last 5 days, whereas Chainlink moved 30%. What is the reason, guys? What is unique about XRP? So please answer this question if you have an answer. Thank you, Akligal. So that is what I'm telling you guys. Talk to me with the logic, okay? Tell me the logic and I will accept your thesis. What is unique about XRP? If it was so unique, it would have moved like 100% by now during last 5 days. Why did it only moved 21.8%, whereas Chainlink moved 30%? So that's my point. So again, XRP army, it's good to have dreams, big dreams, but dreams should be logical dreams, you know. There should be some support or some, kind of thesis behind your dreams. Anyways, so this is the situation right now, guys. The market is looking good. Obviously, we saw some pullback, which is normal. Bitcoin can even come down to further a little bit more. You may also see over the weekend Bitcoin coming down a little bit, but the medium term trend is bullish, so you're gonna see Bitcoin to keep moving up from here, guys, for a few days. Thank you, JM, thank you so much. For a few days it's gonna keep moving up. Okay, guys, now let's see a few of your coins. I'm not gonna go in detail analysis on those coins, but I will show you what's going on in those coins. So let's check first Bonk. B-O-N-K. Let's see what we analyzed and what's happening in the market. Yeah, so Bonk is bullish. As per my analysis, not a financial advice. Bonk gave me a bullish confirmation at this point when it was sitting at this level. It went up, came down, but I expect it to move up from here one more time, okay? This is what I expect from Bonk. Okay, next coin is Filecoin, F-I-L. This is your Filecoin. I'm bullish on Filecoin. You can see this fractal here. So this is what I expect from Filecoin. This was a very strong support area at 230 level, 2.30. And it is jumping from that support. And I believe it's gonna keep moving up from here. So Filecoin is looking good. As you can see, there was a lot of consolidation in this area previously as well. This is a daily chart. Each candle is a daily candle. So this is kind of a double bottom here, and now I expect market to keep moving up from here. Okay, next coin is Gala, G-A-L-A. This is my view on Gala, guys. You can see it is moving as per my fractal. I have a bullish confirmation. It has created a higher high. This was the higher low. Now you can expect another higher high here. So Gala will keep moving up. So I'm bullish on Gala for short term. Next coin is CRO, Crow. You can see, guys, you see this, I got a confirmation on CRO here, okay? It moved up, came down. I put this fractal again. I said it is gonna keep moving up like this. And it is following my fractal exactly on the dot. So yeah, CRO is bullish. It's gonna keep moving up. Joy, thank you so much. Okay, next coin is Polkadot. So let's check Polkadot, guys. This is your dot. Again, I have a bullish confirmation because it has created a new higher high and a higher low. So now you can expect dot to keep moving up. Okay, I'm bullish on dot for short term. Okay, next is Chainlink. We already did Chainlink, right? This is Chainlink. I expect Chainlink to keep moving up from here. And it already broke this resistance area. I want another green candle here. Once you see another green candle, it's gonna shoot up like crazy. So Chainlink is quite bullish. Okay, next coin is ADA, Cardano. This is your Cardano. You can see my fractal. This was a very strong support area. With this engulfing candle, it was a confirmation for me that our reversal and upward move will be coming. And that is exactly what ADA is doing, moving up from here. Okay, now let's check Pepe. P-E-P-E, Pepe. And if you guys don't mind, can you please keep tapping the screen, guys? That will be great if you can keep tapping the screen. So Pepe is basically moving in this price section, guys, a triangle. Okay, we may see Pepe to do something like this. Okay, it may come up, come down, go up, come down one more time, and then a breakout, and then an upward move. So this is what I expect from Pepe. Okay, it's gonna go in consolidation or sideways move for almost 2 weeks. I see Pepe to go in sideways for 2 weeks and then an upward move. Kraken, thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Samir. Thank you. Next is Dogecoin. So let's check Dogecoin, guys. This is your Doge. As we analyzed, as we expected, Doge also moved up from the support area. I showed you this support area on Dogecoin, and this is what I'm expecting from Doge to keep moving up from here. Okay. By the way, Dogecoin is getting ready for something big, guys. Doge and Shiba. Let's do Shiba as well. So this is Shiba, Shiba Inu. I'm expecting Shiba to have a nice spike here, guys. Not a financial advice again. Please do your own research. I could be wrong, so please do not buy or sell anything based on my analysis, okay? Okay, this is Shiba. Now let's talk about VeChain. Okay, this is your VeChain. I told you VeChain is bullish. You can expect VeChain to move up because we have this double bottom here, okay? This was the lower high for this downward trend. This is the daily chart, okay? And market has created a new higher high. This high is higher than this last high. So this is a confirmation of a trend change. And now it came down, but it did not go below the last low. So this is a higher low. So higher high, higher low, another higher high. So you're gonna see Chainlink to keep moving up. Okay, next coin is XLM. XLM is bullish, guys. I showed you this level when we saw these two candles. I told you it is bullish, and look at this fractal. I told you it is gonna keep moving up from here. I think HBAR and XLM, these two coins will have a spike with XRP. XRP is also gonna spike up one last time. So be careful with these three coins, okay? XLM, HBAR, and XRP. This could be the last spike in these coins. So be careful. Okay, next coin is XCN. Yeah. XCN has this triple bottom here, but as I told you guys, XCN, be careful with this coin. Even though it is looking good, but I would not enter into this coin until it breaks this level, 0.01919. Okay, it may break downwards and go down. So there's a chance because it hit this level three times, 1, 2, 3. So if it doesn't go up from here, guys, there is also a chance that XCN may come down one more time, okay? So be careful with your XCN. I am neutral on this coin. I'm not bullish, I'm not bearish, but I'm neutral. Okay, next coin is Solana. SOL, Sol, I'm bullish on Sol. As you can see, this was the level. This green area was a strong support area. And after hitting my support, it is moving up. And I expect Solana. So Solana is gonna surprise everyone. Just like XRP surprised everyone. Everyone thought XRP is gone, XRP is done. When XRP was not moving above $3,000, it was staying in the range of 2,000. Even it was staying below $2,000. It went to $1,400 2 months ago. A few weeks ago, your Ethereum was sitting at $1,400. That was the time when me and my Discord members were buying Ethereum. Okay, at this level, this was the time when we were buying. And look how beautifully it went up. And it amazed everyone. Right now it is sitting at $4,000. From $1,400 to $4,000. Such a big move. Everyone was saying Ethereum is dead. And I told you repeatedly that Ethereum, ETH will surprise everyone. And this is just the start, guys. This is just a small start. You can't even imagine where it is going. Anyways, so this is Ethereum. And similarly, I am projecting today that Solana is gonna surprise everyone. Okay, Solana is going to surprise big time because technically it is looking super duper bullish. And there are some fundamental reasons why I'm telling you this. Anyways, okay, next coin is Turbo. Turbo. So this is your Turbo. As I told you, I wanna see Turbo to break this level. Until it breaks this level, I am neutral on this coin. I'm not bullish, I'm not bearish. So I would wait for Turbo to break 0.006558. Okay, 658. 0.206558. So this is the level it needs to break to become bullish. Until that time, I will be neutral on this coin. Okay, next coin is Sui, S-U-I. Guys, please keep tapping the screen. I see our likes are just stuck at 140,000. They're just stuck there. I started when our likes were sitting at 100K. And after half an hour, they're still sitting at 140K. Not nice, guys. At least you guys can keep tapping the screen. If you like what I'm sharing, then please show some support, guys. Okay, anyways, so this is the Sui, S-U-I. This was the confirmation for me for a bullish momentum. And it went in sideways for so many days, couple of weeks. And this was a very strong support area. And now I expect Sui to move up from here. Okay, I think it has done this small correction. And now is the time for it to move up from here. So Sui is bullish. Okay, next coin is Fetch AI. Let's see what Fetch AI is doing. Yeah, on Fetch, I would wait for this level to break, guys. 0.9151. just wait for this level to break and then I will become bullish on this one. Sent it, thank you so much. So I would wait for this level to break, okay, 0.9151. I am neutral on Fetch AI for right now. Okay, next coin is Worldcoin. Everyone is talking about Worldcoin. Okay, Worldcoin. As you can see, I'm not much excited about this coin, guys, because of its price action. You can see it came down from $5 to $1. And right now it is moving in sideways price action. So until you see a breakout of this, okay, just put your levels like this. Until you see a breakout towards the upside, keep this level in mind, 1.44. Until you see a breakout of 1.44, I would be very careful with this coin because it can also fall down from here, move downwards, okay? So if you wanna become bullish on this coin, Worldcoin, 1.44 is the level to watch. Okay, next coin is my favorite, Trump coin. Let's see what Trump coin is doing, guys. I have my $100 stack. Oh God, look at this. Look at this, guys. What do you call this kind of coins? A very, very risky coin. So it is just stuck at this level, okay? So if you want to trade this coin, just wait for a breakout, okay? This is how you put a triangle on this. If it breaks out, and I'm telling you guys, I don't know why I have this kind of feeling, my gut feeling, which says that it may do something like this. You know, something like this, and then go in sideways, and then another move up. May or may not. So not a financial advice, but it can also do that. So it's a gambling kind of you know, trade. So I don't know what it is gonna do until it is stuck in this triangle. Okay, let's go on other coins. Second. One second, guys. Right now, you need to watch this in Trump coin. But it is showing some kind of, by the way, confirmation double bottom. And if it breaks this level, guys, this will be big because it can move like this, okay? Not saying it is gonna do that, but there's a potential in Trump coin. Okay, next coin is Rose, R-O-S-E. Is it a red rose or white rose or yellow rose? Rosy rose. Okay, Rose is looking a little bit bullish because it broke this last lower high, created a higher high, and this low is also higher than this last low. So this might be a higher low, and now you may see an upward move in Rose, okay? You may see a continuation of a trend change in Rose. Yeah, Rose is looking good. But, and also if it does this, you will notice there will be this W pattern. I always talk about this pattern. This is a very nice reversal pattern, this W pattern. And then once it breaks this level, and then it's gonna shoot up. The rose is showing some strength here. Okay, next coin is QNT, quant. This is your quant. This is what I expect from quant, guys. This is where I got a bullish confirmation when quant was sitting at $83. It was sitting at $83. It went up to $135, okay? And it is creating higher high, higher low, higher high, higher low, and now another higher high. So I'm expecting quant to move up from here. Okay, next coin is AVAX. AVAX is also bullish. You can expect an upward move in AVAX. Okay. I am, as per my technical analysis, not a financial advice, guys. As per my technical analysis, just for educational purposes, I see AVAX to keep moving up from here. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, mover. MOVR. This is mover. I would still wait for $7.51 to break. It is almost coming there, guys. So keep an eye on this area. Once you see a breakout of this area and two daily candles to close above $7.54, then mover is gonna move up. So let's see how it reacts when it comes to this level. So right now I'm neutral on mover, not bullish, not bearish. Arrow. Next coin is Arrow. Aeroderm. Look at this, guys. Look at these. So this is what it is doing, creating a higher high, higher low, higher high. Higher low, higher high, higher low, another higher high. This high is gonna be a big high. So yeah, Aerodrome is bullish. Okay. Next coin is Near Protocol. Yeah, Near is also bullish. I'm bullish on Near. Anita, thank you so much. It has created a higher high, higher low, so now you can expect another higher high here. Balakrishnan, thank you so much. I am bullish on Near Protocol. Okay, next one is Render. Render. What are you doing, Render? Render is neutral. It is not bullish yet. It needs to break $4.58. Until then, I am neutral on this coin, Render, okay? No direction yet, but you need to see a breakout of $4.58. Then I will tell you what I see in this coin. For right now, I'm neutral. Okay, Ondo, O-N-D-O. Okay, guys, this is your Ondo. So I am bullish on Ondo. I got a confirmation here when it was sitting at this level, 96 cents, and it went up to $1.17 and came down. Now I see it moving up one more time. So Ondo will be bullish. Okay, next coin is XTZ. Thank you, Wahid. XTZ. Let's check this coin, guys. XTZ. XTZ is looking super bullish. Super duper bullish. So this is the major level. It broke, came back, retesting this. I would say this is a very good support area, guys. And you know, when I say support area, what does that mean? What does that mean? This is a very good support area. Okay. Right. It's gonna keep moving up as per my analysis, not a financial advice. Okay, Virtual Protocol. Boon, thank you so much. Let's check what virtual. After I'm done with these analysis, guys, I'm gonna show you something, okay? I'm gonna show you something, so please don't leave. Today I'm gonna show you something which I said in during May and what happened in the market after I said that. So I'm gonna show you something, so stay with me, okay? This is a virtual. I am not bullish on this coin so far. I need to see $2.11 on virtual. Until it breaks this level, I am neutral on this coin, okay? Okay, LTC. LTC is bullish, as you can see. This was the fractal I put, that it's gonna move up, and it is moving up. It's gonna keep moving up. So Litecoin is super bullish, okay? Okay, next is Algo. Algorand. Algo is also bullish, guys. I think Algo is gonna move up. You see this? Let me show you. This trend line. And Algo broke this trend line. And this was a small pullback. And there was this lower high. And Algo just broke this trend line. And now I think it's gonna keep moving up from here. Algo is looking good. Okay, next coin is Jasmine. This is your Jasmine. I am bullish on Jasmine, so you can expect a move like this in Jasmine, an upward move from here. Okay, Jasmine is gonna move up from here. Okay, next coin is Toshi. Toshi. Okay, not this one, definitely. Toshi. Yeah, Toshi is also bullish, guys. So whoever asked about Toshi, it's gonna keep moving up from here. It's gonna keep moving up. Okay, then the next second last coin is Injective, INJ. Injective is also bullish. You can expect an upward move from here, guys. Okay, INJ is also bullish. Okay, ICP. ICP had a level. I said it needs to break that level. Let me check on the chart. Yeah, this level, guys, $6.19. Until it breaks this level, I would be careful with this coin, okay? Even though, look, it is moving in this consolidation pattern, it may keep moving in this pattern for a couple of weeks, something like this. And then it will decide either it's gonna move up or it's gonna break down. So we'll see. So keep an eye on this level, 6.19, okay? If you see two daily candles above this level, that's a confirmation, bullish confirmation. Okay, so again, guys, I told you I want to show you something. So a very nice thing I want to show you. If you remember, so let me just connect. If you remember, or if you watch my TikTok lives, guys, on May 25th, just go in my profile and go search for that video. On May 25th, I said this alt season starts now. So many people came and posted negative comments under my videos, under my video. And they said, oh, there's no alt season. Fed is not reducing interest rates and this and that. You don't know how to analyze these markets and this and that. On 25th, I posted that video, 25th of May, okay? Just remember this date, 25th of May. You can go in my bio, you can check that video. I said, alt season starts now. Now, let's see what happened after 25th of May. Let's see if you took that, that you know, clue, what I gave you on 25th of May, if you took that clue, what would you would have made so far? So let me put the line on 25th of May. So I just want to be transparent, guys. 27th of May, this is 25th of May. So this is 25th of May, guys. Okay, this is the day when I posted that video that alt season starts now. So let's see if you would have bought Ethereum on this day, how much you would have made so far. 58.3%, okay, on Ethereum after my video. That was a big claim, by the way, Samir. Thank you, Samir. That was a huge claim because everyone was bearish in May. Everyone was saying Bitcoin will never go up again. This is the top. It is moving just like 2020-2021. We will not see an altcoins rally. Everyone was bearish. I was so daring to come and post that video. And you can go and watch that video, 25th of May, okay? If you would have bought Ethereum, you would have made 58% profit on your investment. Okay, wait. Let's go on Solana. Solana did not move much, but still, I just want to prove that even though market did not move much, but still you would not have lost anything. You would have made at least something after that call. So Solana is only, let's say, 1%, okay? But your XRP, 25th of May, it was sitting at, so I'm just giving you an idea that what would have happened if you took that clue from me. So this was 25th of May on XRP. So XRP moved up from that date to till now. It is a 42% move. So you can go on each and every chart, every coin, and just put a line on 25th of May and see where the market is sitting now. So my point is, guys, if I had claimed something like that, there was a big, you know, reason behind that. I don't just come and say this will happen without any reason. And this is just the start. I will prove myself by end of this year. I'm gonna show you from where I said something, what happened in the market after that. So we'll go there. We'll go there. I just wanted to give you a glimpse that when I said alt season starts now, and you guys made fun of me and posted negative comments, even though I don't care about those comments. But I just wanted to show you what happened in the market after that. So again, guys, if you know technical analysis, if you know how to do technical analysis with fundamental analysis, with economic indicators and some other supportive indicators, you can, honestly speaking, you can predict these markets with perfection. That is what I educate. That is what I provide. I educate other people. But the problem is most of us are, restless. We don't want to wait. We don't have patience. So we get bored or tired within a couple of months. If you want to become successful, the point which I wanted to come to is that if you want to become successful, guys, in any kind of businesses, trading or investments or any other business you want to do, you need to be patient. Patience is the key. Once you believe in something, once you do your homework and you invest your money, then you just sit back and wait, okay? Just do your homework properly, then sit back and wait for the result. Sometimes your investment gets stuck in the market for 1 to 2 years. I always say that. So if you think that you will put money in crypto or stocks or any other investment and you will become rich overnight, like XRP holders are dreaming about. That is not practical, guys. You will never become rich overnight. It takes time. You should always give yourself 5 years. So if you are coming in any kind of investment business, give yourself 5 years and tell yourself, this is the money which I can afford to lose. This is the money which I can not care if it gets stuck in the market for 5 years. Come with that mindset, okay? Then you will have no expectations, short-term expectations. And then you can not do any STUPID kind of decisions in the market. You always do STUPID decisions or take any silly decisions which give you loss or which make you frustrated when you come with the mindset that you're gonna become rich overnight or in couple of months or couple of days. You think that crypto is just like a gambling kind of thing. You will put your money in one coin and it will do 10x, 100x, 200x. This mentality will make you lose money. This mentality will make you frustrated. This mentality will make you talk negative about the overall crypto market. Crypto is a technology. And remember one thing, guys, technology will always evolve. It goes forward. Technology will never go backward. You talk about any technology. And initial stages, whenever a new technology comes, people make fun of that technology. People, oppose that technology. They try to discourage that technology. When they see that this technology is still staying and people are, adopting this technology, then they start adopting it. That is exactly what happened with the crypto. When crypto came, they said it is for gamblers, it is for smugglers, it is for illegal transactions. And so many countries have banned crypto. So many people talked bad about crypto. US tried to file cases against crypto companies in previous years. But now they have realized this is a genuine technology. This is gonna stay forever because everything is gonna go on blockchain. Your share market, your share market is gonna go on blockchain. Your properties are gonna go on blockchain. Your data, whatever government data, everything is gonna go on blockchain. So they have realized that. That's why, do you think it is all of a sudden they decided that they're gonna accept crypto technology, they're gonna have Bitcoin as strategic reserve, they're gonna have legislation on stable coins? Do you think it is because of Trump or all of a sudden they decided that? Guys, US, especially US, they plan ahead of time. They always plan for next 50 years. They know the importance of this technology. That's why they have adopted this technology. So think big, guys, think big, okay? I know you wanna make short-term profit, you wanna make profit during next couple of months and then you're gonna enjoy that money. But next year, you're gonna get a big opportunity. This market will always move in cycles. It is gonna move up and then it's gonna have a bearish cycle. So that would be the biggest opportunity to reinvest, okay? I'm not giving you a financial advice. I'm just giving you my thesis based on my research. So always try to invest when market is sitting down. Do not get FOMO. For example, now everyone is getting excited about XRP. XRP has already moved 10x, okay? 1,000% it has moved. So now you are expecting XRP to keep moving up. With the more than 200 billion market cap, you want if for XRP to do 1x, it needs another $200 billion dollars investment in it. So anyways, try to understand these basic things, guys. Do not just go and listen to anyone and just believe in them. Do your own research. Nowadays it's very easy. Go on ChatGPT, go on Google, go on YouTube and ask. Do your own research. Nowadays, it's very easy. Go on ChatGPT, go on Google, go on YouTube, and ask questions. A lot of material for your research. So I am just trying to educate you. that don't blindly go and invest in anything. Do your own research, okay? Whatever you know, try to ask different questions from ChatGPT, from Google. Go on YouTube, watch some videos. What is blockchain technology? What is the future of blockchain technology? You will be amazed to know, guys. And I come on TikTok Lives and I give you these short-term analysis, but guys, I am a very long-term investor. I do research and studies. If you come visit my house, there's a big library where I have like this big, pile of papers on one coin. I do a lot of research. I don't blindly go and buy something. That's why for a general rule, I'm telling you guys, do not buy a cryptocurrency which is not 4 years old. Always buy a cryptocurrency which is at least 4 years old. The main reason is, I'm giving you a generic kind of rule. Because if it is a 4 years old, that means it has gone through one bear market. So if a cryptocurrency have gone through one bear market, that means it has survived that bear cycle. So that will give you a big confirmation that this is a good project. It survived a bear market. And now it is gonna stay in this market for long, because you saw so many new coins came in the market during 2024, 2025, and you will be surprised in 2026 and 2027, 80% of those coins will die. They will go away from this market, and people are gonna lose a lot of money in those new coins, brand new coins. So please use logic. Use your common sense before investing, okay? That's my message for tonight. And I wish you all the best, guys. Exciting times are ahead of us. Let me show you BTC dominance one more time. Let's see. Ethereum is still moving up, guys. That's a good news. If you look at the 4 hour, it broke this resistance, came back, retested, and now I think it's gonna keep moving up. This is your Bitcoin. Is also going in sideways, but it's okay. It's gonna keep moving up. This is your BTC dominance. As I told you, this is a bear flag, and it is gonna break, and it broke. And now you can expect a downward move here, okay? It's gonna go to 58.35, okay? That's the target for this short-term move. And things are looking good. Again, guys, another question most people were asking me, that how can you say there will be a an altcoin rally when Fed has not started reducing interest rates, and there are still uncertainty related to tariffs. So you tell me now, how come Ethereum moved above $4,000? And just go and check Ethereum's market cap. What was the market cap when it was sitting at $1,400? And what is the market cap when it is sitting at $4,000? And just tell me from where that money came. Did they reduce interest rates? Did they reduce tariffs? No. And they still have to reduce interest rates. Okay, let me, since I'm feeling I should give you some good news tonight. So let me show you what I mean when I say they still have to reduce interest rates, okay? This is the time when Fed started reducing interest rate last time, back in 2020, March of 2020, okay? This is the time, this is the COVID drop. This is when Bitcoin dropped 64%, okay? From 10,000, it went down to 4,000 something. So Fed started reducing interest rates, they started QE, and look what happened in to Bitcoin after that. You see this big move? This came after Fed reducing interest rates. Now come to the current price level, okay? This is where Bitcoin is sitting, and Fed has not started reducing interest rates, guys. Fed has not started reducing interest rates yet. Take care, guys. I will catch you on Sunday, okay? Take care, bye-bye. Do some research, bye-bye.